Good morning. This beautiful October the 6th, it's the 6th day of the month, and this morning I am here to bring the last installment of my daily inspiration. I hope you enjoyed it this week. I hope that through hearing about commitment, the way I was speaking this week, that you were blessed, and that your life is will be better because of it. Not because of what I said, but because of what the Bible says, and because of the truth of the Word of God. This morning, first of all, let's enter into prayer here. Our Heavenly Father, blessed be the name of Jesus. I do thank you this morning for your love, for your goodness. I thank you, dear God, that you are a God of love, a God of grace. Thank you, dear Heavenly Father, that you are our Creator, and not only our Creator, but also you are our Sustainer, and you are our Savior. And so, Father, in this way, I come to you this morning, and I ask you, dear God, to also be my, move my tongue in such a way this morning, dear God, to bring glory and honor to your holy name. And that I might bring instruction to the listeners, dear God, according to your will and purpose. So, Father, we do commit this session again into your hand and trust that you will have your way. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Again, my name is Moses Stelfus, and I would just encourage you to call me. And here's my phone number. It's 717-656-9576. And I'd love to hear from you, encouragements, whatever it may be, blessings. Oh, I love to hear testimonies of people who have been set free by the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. This morning I'd like to bring a conclusion here, and I'd like to go to Gideon. Judges 6:36 is where I'd like to start reading, and I'll probably read through 40. And Gideon said unto God, "If thou wilt save Israel by mine hand, as thou hast said, behold, I will put a fleece of wool in the floor, and if the dew be upon the fleece only, and it be dry upon all the earth beside, then shall I know that thou wilt save Israel by mine hand, as thou hast said." And it was so, for he rose up early in the morrow, and thrust the fleece together, and wringed the dew out of the fleece, a bowl full of water. And Gideon said unto God, "Let not thine anger be hot against me, but I will speak but this once. Let me prove, I pray thee, but this once with the fleece. Let it now be dry only upon the fleece, and upon all the ground let there be dew." And God did so that night, for it was dry upon the fleece only, and there was dew on all the ground. Okay, well, remember, we're talking about commitment this week. And the first day, I believe it was, last Sunday, I brought the, I gave you the story of how we went to an auction and we had made a commitment ahead of time and made a commitment for and set a number, a dollar value that we would pay for this property. And how that we were able to, with that commitment, walk or go to this auction in full confidence that we were not going just to buy a house, but we were going to find God's will. And we were going to find God's will through the commitment that we had made in how much we're going to pay for it. And it was a firm commitment. It was a commitment that was not to be moved, because we knew in our hearts that if the property would bring that number or less, then it would be God's will that we have the property. If it would be more, then it would not be God's will. And so here, in Judges, we see that Gideon did a somewhat similar thing. And he put a fleece of wool out and asked God to put the dew on the fleece only. And it was wet, you know. God answered his prayer, and he made the fleece wet. And then he did it again, and I guess it does show a little bit of lack of faith there, because Gideon wanted to have a more sure sign, and I'm not saying that he was wrong in doing that, but God had said it already. But Gideon wanted a double confirmation that yes, this is God's will, and so he did it again. So I'm not saying that that's right or wrong, but what I am saying is that I believe in our heart we can do things like this, and we can lay out a fleece like this, but we always must realize that when the Bible has said it, then we cannot lay a fleece out and say, well, Lord, what do you want me to do? Here's what the Bible says, but do you have something else in mind? And I think that's extremely important, that we do not put out a fleece when the Bible has already said that thus saith the Lord. You know, there's just no way to, God does not give any room to lay out a fleece like that, because the Bible is true, God is faithful, and what he has said in his word, we should not question, and we should never, ever lay out a fleece. For instance, the head veiling. Many people have stumbled across that one, and they have went to the Bible to study, to see if they, you know, it was already in their heart that they do not want to wear the head veiling. And so they went to the Bible to find out if they should wear a head veiling or not. And, you know, I have seen people who were very firm, it was established very firmly in their minds that they need to wear a head veiling. But then they came into, they met up with people that said, well, no, it's not necessary. Look, here's what it says in the Bible. And so they started searching, researching, and maybe they even laid a fleece out. I don't know. But, you know, in those type of situations, when the Bible is clearly spelled it out and said, thus saith the Lord, then we need to follow the word of God, and we should not be putting out a fleece and saying, well, if it's this way, then it's God's will, and if it's that way, it's not God's will. You see, here with our, when we went to this auction, you know, this was not something that was specifically in the Word of God, and so we could say, well, hey, Lord, this is fair, we feel this would be great for us, but what do you say about it? And so we set a price, and we stuck to that, and we said, okay, if it goes over, if it goes under, you know, then we have determined God's will. I would really urge you all this morning once more to consider that as you go through life. Don't be wishy-washy. Don't be, well, we'll see what happens. Well, we'll decide when we get there. No. Just come to a conclusion and commit it to God and trust Him for the outcome. I believe that many, many, many of our frustrations, many of our uncertainties as we go through life could be solved in this way if we would just come to a, be willing to lay out a fleece, as it were, to lay out a fleece and ask God and say, well, if it's this way, then yes. And if it's that way, then no. And then stick to that commitment. I believe that'll go a long ways. So, we could look at many others. We could look at Moses and his commitment to God. Not sure if I mentioned Moses earlier this week or not at all, but, you know, Moses was willing to, the commitment that he had to God, the commitment that he had to his people, to the people of God, he told God one day, that blot my name out of the book of life, but save the people. Wow, that is quite a commitment. And that is quite a thing to say to God because, you know, do we really realize what he was saying there? He was asking for himself a eternity without God rather than to see the whole multitude now he was a very selfless man in making that statement. He was a very it was a beautiful thing that he did there. It was a sacrifice. And we could talk of many others who have we could talk of Nehemiah. We could talk of... I did want to talk a little bit about Denny Kenniston. You know, Denny Kenniston was a man of faith. Denny Kenniston was a man of much prayer. And Denny Kenniston, he went on to be with the Lord about, 2 months ago or 6 weeks ago, I'm not sure. But I believe that Denny, way back when, way back in 1987, I guess it was, I believe Denny made a commitment, a firm commitment, to serve the Lord. Well, I believe his commitment to serve the Lord was even earlier than that. He made a firm commitment, and he stood by it, and he was willing to go through all kinds of trials and just simply to serve the Lord and to serve his people. And I so appreciate, people like that, their commitment to God, their commitment to continue regardless of the cost. And, well, it's... I guess my time is about up, so let's bring this to a close. And again, if I may just just encourage you once again to make a firm commitment to the Lord Jesus Christ and to walk by it and allow that to be your guide for, allow the Word of God to be a guide for your lifetime. Just set it in stone and a firm commitment that regardless of what other people will do, I will serve the Lord and I will not waver. I will not try to find ways around what God says, but I will look at the Word of God and I will abide by it and I will walk in it and I will be faithful to the Lord Jesus Christ. All right. Well, God bless you this morning. It was a blessing to share with you this week, and I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. And again, I would just like to encourage you to give me a call and let me know, even if you have any corrections. The Bible says that we are to exhort one another daily, so if you have any corrections for me, I'm open to that. Just give me a call and let me know what's on your heart. And God's grace is sufficient. He wants to guide us. He wants to lead us. And so, may God bless you and be with you. And again, I would also like to urge you to join us on a Saturday morning Bible study. We have a Bible study each Saturday morning, and I would just like to encourage you to join us there live at 7:30 Eastern Time each Saturday morning, and the phone number for that is 218-862-1300. Again, it's 218-862-1300. The ID number is 525-819. 525-819. And feel free to join us there each Saturday morning and at 7:30 Eastern Time. So God bless you and give grace and wisdom as you walk through this life.